USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made at last night's Academy Awards. The best picture?
Parasite.
The first time a foreign language film has ever won best picture at the Oscars. In fact, it took four Oscars, including best director as well. And Joaquin Phoenix won best actor for Joker.
I've been selfish, hard to work with, and ungrateful, but so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
And actress Renee Zellweger won Best Actress for her portrayal of Judy Garland in Judy. Pete Buttigieg on top of the delegate count from last week's Iowa caucus is finally official after a huge delay because of technical problems. The Iowa Democratic Party has given him 14 delegates. Bernie Sanders gets 12. Elizabeth Warren gets 8 delegates. Joe Biden gets just 6. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Lindsey Graham's on board with a key witness in the impeachment inquiry being taken out of the White House. The South Carolina Republican speaking to CBS Face the Nation, calling Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's reassignment justified. Vindman's lawyer says that his client was escorted out of the White House. The groundbreaking Black News Channel is finally going to be hitting TV screens across the nation. Spearheaded by former Oklahoma Republican Congressman J.C. Watts, the nation's first news channel focusing on the Black community will launch today. The White House is set to release President Trump's 2021 fiscal year budget today. It calls for deep spending cuts to social safety net programs, as they're called, and foreign aid as well. The $4.8 trillion with a T dollar spending plan includes $300 million in cuts to Medicaid, as well as food and housing assistance. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
It was a close call for some Republican Party volunteers manning a tent in Florida at a Walmart parking lot late on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Witnesses say a young man drove a van right into the Republican Party tent. He's described as a white man in his early 20s. They say he pulled up to the tent where the party volunteers were registering people to vote and then drove right through the tent. Volunteers couldn't believe it.
I thought he was going to slow down, but he didn't. He gunned his engine and headed straight.
We're all Americans. This is America. When did violence become the answer just because I don't agree with you?
Luckily, no one was injured, and police say it's unclear if the incident was politically motivated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new number one at the box office this weekend. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn is the number one movie. It brought in $33 million. Number two, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, bringing in $12 million. Number three, 1917, bringing in $9 million. Doolittle with Robert Downey Jr. and Antonio Banderas is at number four with $6.7 million. And number five, Jumanji, The Next Level, bringing in $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.